SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. We've had a weekend to digest all of the information that could be used in this segment. So let's take it away. What is the good?
The good of the day. I'm going to go back to the U.S. Women's National Team.
All right.
Just because it was so much fun. My favorite goal of the tournament came, happened to be the final goal of the tournament, Rose Lavelle's goal.
That was nice.
You know, just her dribbling it up through the field and then slotting it to the backside of the net. A hard shot, you know, against a keeper that had pretty much stopped everything.
She was good.
But what makes this good is not the American call. On this show, we like to be multi-language, multi-international, whatever.
International.
Whatever you want to hear. And here's the, I have the Spanish language call for her goal, which
all right.
will give you the feels.
Recuperación, atención, que va buscando dos, la vela abierta, está por vencer, sigue la vela, abierta, está por vencer, sigue la vela, le pega.
I have no idea what he said there.
Yeah, wow.
But
is that
matter.
The same guy who made that famous, or are they copying
his work? I think other people
work?
Copy, but that does sound like it's his name is Andres Cantor.
That's right. It does sound like
Andres Cantor. The second guy talking afterwards, I think it might have been somebody else.
You know,
but the one delivering goal, I believe that was Andres Cantor.
See, I've always got this thing that if somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Hey, you want to call a college soccer game on the web?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, sure, why not?" I'd do that. Every goal, I would just go, "Goal!"
Oh, you have to.
I would just copy it straight out of.
There have been other variations. There's one I've heard where it's just, "Go, go, 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 go." And they just keep doing that over and over again.
Yeah.
It's similar. But
I did it. I did when I did Air Force hockey, Mike Lang was a great play-by-play announcer with the Pittsburgh Penguins. And he had this, "He shoots and scores." And he would do it right after the goal, right? He wouldn't call it as it happened. He would just, like Sidney Crosby would have the puck. He would shoot it. It'd be in the nets. He would be skating away. And then Lang would go, "He shoots and scores." And I did that in a game because I couldn't help it. I wanted to do it once.
You got it.
It was just a cool thing I wanted to try. And I don't get to call hockey very much. So I did it. But I got a feeling I would totally do that in a soccer game because that sounds like the exact way you should call a goal scored
exactly.
in a soccer game.
In fact, there was a moment yesterday I'm watching the men's final in the Gold Cup, and I said, you know what, just for fun, I switched it over to Spanish language, and it's more exciting. You don't need to understand Spanish to really know what they're talking about because they don't go into deep analysis, but they're talking the entire time, and they are energized.
Is that the radio call or is that television?
I believe that was television. That was a Telemundo.
Yeah, no offense to the guys that do it on Fox. That's a great, but they're relatively quiet.
Yeah,
like they'll say things, but that guy was describing every little second of it, like every little detail
of blade of grass.
I don't know what he was saying, but it sounded like he was really, really describing exactly what she was doing.
I mean, to me, what it feels like. You know, we've often praised Vince Scully for doing this, where he let the moment capture
right.
instead of him talking over it. That's what I feel like the U.S. soccer announcers are doing the entire game when it doesn't need it. It's like, oh, we'll just let the moment speak for itself. It's like, no, talk.
Yeah, tell us how great it was, right? I mean, just, oh, yeah. Good
a lot
job.
Of times, like, Rapinoe to Morgan.
Yep.
To Lavelle.
Morgan with the right foot.
Back to Morgan. It's
yeah.
Like, okay, come
completely.
On. Completely. Get a little more hyped, if you
that
will.
That was that's a very good good.
The so. Bad of the day. The bad yes. of the day is I think we finally reached it, Tony. Snoop Dogg may have smoked too much weed.
Oh, really? He's too much weed?
Too much weed. He posted a photo to Instagram of himself hanging out with Kurt Cobain back in the day. There was only one problem with it. That photo was photoshopped.
He didn't know that he didn't hang out with Kurt Cobain?
He didn't hang out with Kurt Cobain.
Or did he hang out with Kurt Cobain and thought, well, somebody must have gotten this picture?
No, he didn't hang out with Kurt Cobain.
He didn't hang out with Kurt Cobain at all?
No, he actually posted photos like, you know, me and Cobain back in the day.
No, you got to absolutely be sure. Everyone was really quick to show.
Yeah. No, Snoop, that photo was photoshopped. And we're not blaming him for photoshopping it, by the way.
No, somebody just posted a picture and you thought, oh, that's cool.
He's like, yeah,
I'm hanging with Kurt Cobain back in the early 90s.
Yep, 92-ish, I believe. Is what he put down, 1992.
And those two would have never crossed paths at some event that he could have mistaken.
But what's weird about this photo, I mean, it literally looks like it's in somebody's house.
Got it.
Just like, you know, like you're over at a buddy's house in college and you're just hanging out in his bedroom. Like
Kurt, so he would have known that.
Yeah, Kurt Cobain, like Snoop is sitting on the floor next to the bed, and Kurt Cobain's like laying on the bed. And I'm just,
oh yeah.
You just look at it, it's like this looks like what I did in college, just hanging out with some friends.
Oh goodness.
So he might be smoking too much weed.
All right, so somebody photoshopped a picture and then said, "Now let's have some fun with Snoop."
Just throw it out there. I mean, I don't even think they had any intentions of trying to dupe Snoop. They just ended up doing that.
Well,
which, by the way, that's a good tagline: duping Snoop. That could be a TV show.
Yeah. Well, maybe if you're as popular as Snoop Dogg, you're like, man, at some point I must have.
Oh, yeah. And you know, are we going to fault him for this too? No, we just laugh it off. Like, yeah, this is funny.
Now, if they had photoshopped him at Ford Theater when Lincoln got shot, that would have been like, he's like, me and Lincoln hanging out.
I hope he would recognize.
Yeah, then he would go, wait a minute, I don't think I was around at that time.
Yeah.
I don't think I was hanging out with Abe Lincoln at Ford Theater.
I think I would have remembered that play.
I'd remember that play, Our American Cousin.
They probably would have blamed me.
That's right, yeah. But hanging out with Kurt Cobain, when did Kurt Cobain die? 94?
94. Was it
94, 95?
I thought it was 93.
Maybe 93.
93, 94.
Yeah, it was early 90s. So early to mid 90s. So, yeah, that might have been about the time he could have possibly hung out with him. But, yeah, poor Snoop. How's his son doing? Isn't his son playing college football?
I'm not sure.
I think he plays for USC. No,
but Snoop still got his he seems to be everywhere right now.
He is a Steelers fan, by the way.
Yes.
And by the way, he was really good. I think he is good, I should say, on Joker's Wild.
Yeah.
That game show, he's pretty good at that.
He's pretty good at that. And then he's making his rounds, like, you know, how ABC kind of revived all the game shows.
Yes.
During the summertime, he's been making his rounds on that from here and there.
Yeah.
You know, he's been featured on that one, To Tell the Truth.
Ah, To Tell the Truth.
So, you know, he's one of the celebrity panel who's trying to guess if a contestant is telling the truth or lying to him.
Oh, I got you. So I'm an engineer. No, you're not.
Yeah, he's one of the ones who ask questions to try to get to the bottom. He's not bad. He's pretty good at it.
Not bad. All right, what is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day was a last-minute change. I did have it about this Instagram star that sold her bathwater, and it didn't make any sense to me. And she did say that this is bathwater, not for consumption. And it turns out that 50 people ended up getting herpes from drinking it.
Oh, God, really?
I was going to go that route. Seems like I went halfway with that route. Instead, I'm going to point out Chicago baseball fan.
Okay.
The Cubs and the White Sox played against each other. And can you guess what happened in the stands, Tony?
Oh, I'm thinking there was an argument.
There was several.
Several arguments?
Several arguments. Didn't matter if it was in the stands. Didn't matter if it was in the concourse. People just came to the game to fight.
Man, oh, man.
And all I can think about is, like, it's Cubs, White Sox. Are either of the teams really that good?
Yeah, I mean... going to fight.
It's just littered with videos of, oh, hey, look, a fight broke out in the stand. Hey, look, another fight broke out. Oh, look, there's another one.
Look, listen, man, I'm all up for sports rivalries, and I think they're a blast and hating an opponent and whatnot. But if you get mentally angry, like when you see a person with another jersey on, like, check yourself out of this for just a minute and then come back to us. We'll be here waiting, but go get some help and then come back. Like if you're a White Sox fan and you see somebody wearing a Cubs jersey and that just fills you with angry, just destructive rage, go check out of this thing and go. This thing called sports. Go get yourself fixed and then come back.
And 2 points here. One is that these fights were equal opportunity. It did not. There was no. This was not gender biased. Oh. You had. In fact, most of the videos are women taking on women more so than men taking on men. Which was pretty shocking that women are that passionate about baseball. But the other thing, like to your point, like look at the Red Sox Yankees.
Yeah,
everyone. I mean, yes, you might. They don't fight for all the amount of hatred, and they have hatred. There's bad blood between those two teams.
We don't hear a lot of the a Yankee and a Red Sox fan duking it out.
Yeah, I mean, there's history. There's also respect towards one another. Like they know they have the best rivalry in all of sports, and they accept that. And you just don't see. Yankee fan just going there. It's like, you know what? I'm going to do at Fenway today. I'm going to find the first person and pick a fight.
I used to hear this with, like, my friends would tell me they were, like, in Denver, they would be Dolphins fans. And I'm like, you're going to go to the game when they would play Miami? He goes, yeah, but I'm afraid to wear my Dolphins gear. I'm going to get beat up. I'm like, they're not going to beat you up if you wear a Dolphins jersey.
Yeah.
Like, really? I was like, that's a deranged idiot if they beat you up for wearing a Dolphins jersey. And then I started thinking, boy, what a weird world we live in where if you just wear a shirt of the team you're rooting for and you just want to see them in person, that people believe that you should be punched. Like you should. Now, granted, I don't know if that's the reason that there was some fisticuffs between the Chicagoans. There might have been some more verbal, verbal enticements.
Could have been that. There could have been some libations.
Overindulged. Yeah, exactly.
Overindulged in some libations. Maybe the heat got to him. It looked like it was a warm day. And I know, warm days in Chicago tend to bring out the crazy.
But remember... Remember there was a Giants fan that died at a Dodger game.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
Oh, God, that was terrible. Terrible. But
that's another franchise. It's kind of stupid. I mean, there's a huge rivalry, but for some reason, Dodgers and Giants fans decide to fight. I mean, usually in L.A., not in San Francisco, which I don't get. It always seems to be in L.A. that they, let's fight.
No.
So yeah. I don't know if maybe it's the earthquakes.
Maybe it is the San Francisco mindset. So maybe it's a different vibe, maybe a different feel.
But I mean, that's another rivalry where you don't, as often as they play each other, there aren't as many fights. And maybe this is a case where, the Cubs White Sox, it's not a guarantee that they'll play against each other.
Right.
That happens every so often. So when it does, it's, just time to throw down.
Well, interesting. All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb for a Monday on SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM.